76 degrees on the Tuesday morning edition of the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's currently 8:39. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines at 393-3700 and talk with Patrick DeHaan. He is the Senior Petroleum Analyst with GasBuddy.com and with LansingGasPrices.com. It's been kind of cool watching Patrick's persona grow, if you will. When we were talking with him on the radio, I didn't see him anywhere. Now he's on USA Today, and he's all over the paper and on TV. You're turning into a big star, Patrick.
Well, only with the help of folks like you, drawing attention to gas prices.
Well, if you want to be a bigger star, Pat, you keep prices where they are right now because they're looking pretty good in the mid-Michigan area. What are you seeing at LansingGasPrices.com?
Well, you know, fortunately, for a lot of areas in Michigan yesterday, we did see a pretty big bump up in price. $3.55 was the price that many stations raised to, although it looks like in Lansing a lot of stations went to $3.56, so a little bit higher than that, just a penny. But there are still some stations that are in the low 320s, so do shop around before you buy your gas.
Yeah, we're finding it here, and this has been holding for a while, the Sam's Club 327, and this is at LansingGasPrices.com. Get the app, put that on your phone. The Quality Dairy in Fowler, it's 322, and there's several other area gas stations where you can find it within that nickel range. You still can't tell a lot of folks, Patrick, that when gas prices spike up, that especially when you don't hear about anything with a refinery or a formula changeover, but a holiday is coming, that we're being gouged.
Well, you know, it's crazy. The timing of the increase is very interesting. But if you were looking at the markets Friday, you may have had somewhat of an explanation. If you were looking at your 401k, somebody had mentioned to me on Friday, my goodness, look at the stock market, and it was through the roof. And it was all because of an agreement in Europe that may, or in my case, I don't believe it will, help bring an end to the debt problems. But that's what happened. Its crude oil prices on Friday went up $7 a barrel. Wholesale gasoline prices went up 18 cents a gallon. So I'm not one to advocate the increase. I think it's malarkey as well. But stations faced a higher cost because the market did up prices, and that's what happened Friday.
Patrick, in looking at the national average for those who have to get on the road and head out of state, it looks to be in pretty good shape, especially if you compare it to the Michigan average for a gallon of gas.
Yeah, you know, it's really not, the national average isn't too bad compared to Michigan now. Michigan average this morning is up to $3.53 thanks to that increase yesterday. National average sitting at $3.38. So, you know, all in all, gas prices, you know, it could be worse. I don't want to be that guy, but I mean, hey, earlier this year we're over $4, so, $3.55 still isn't all that bad. Of course, you know, the timing is crazy and suspect, and nobody likes paying higher prices, but at least there's no $4 signs across the state.
I believe you're in Illinois, aren't you, Patrick?
That's right.
To put things in perspective, tell us what you're paying for a gallon of gas there.
When I passed it yesterday, was selling a gallon of regular for $3.99. So you could have Illinois prices.
Are we expecting these prices to hold? Let's just say there's nothing crazy with the market, nothing overseas, no oil refinery challenges. Will these prices hold through the summer, do you think?
Well, through the summer, I think prices will probably stay in the mid-$3 range. You know, they may temporarily drop below that like they were before the increase. They may temporarily go slightly higher if there is a refining issue, but I think we'll be in the low to mid-$3 range. And looking at the market here this morning, things aren't starting off on a good note either. There must be some other good news out there that we're not aware of. Crude oil prices are up $2 a barrel now at $86. Last week they were at 78. Wholesale gas prices are up across the board as well. So Short term, it's not looking too good. It's crazy what a little bit, what a signed agreement can bring in terms of optimism. Nothing's really changed. Europe's still in debt. July 4th still approaching. Demand hasn't soared through the roof. So the market is really, you know, they're on something. I don't know what the, what kind of drug they're on, but things are a bit crazy on the market with these reactions.
Patrick DeHaan is with LansingGasPrices.com, also GasBuddy.com. Sir, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your holiday.
Take care, Tony.
It's 8:45. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.